Grace, greetings, and welcome to the DDP for the 9th of May. Let's start the podcast today with a statement that won't make a lot of sense, and we'll work into it using Paul's writings. Run the race like you want to win. Okay, the statement makes sense, but it has no context. Run as if winning mattered to you. Now, that might just sound like some poster you stick on your wall at work to motivate you to work harder. Might just be a quip, just a thought. But I don't think it's that far away from Paul's version of Christian responsibility. Listen to 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24. Do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but only one receives the prize? So run in such a way that you may obtain it. The word obtain there is win. In other words, if there's a race, everyone in the race must run, or it's not a race, and everyone that is running in order to win. So run that race in a way in which you may be the winner. Now, what in the world does that have to do with Galatians 5? And that's where we have been making our focus for the entire month of May, is the fifth chapter of the book of Galatians. Galatians chapter 5, verse 7. You ran well. Who hindered you from obeying the truth? It's kind of the same thought, same author for sure. Paul writing 1 Corinthians, Paul writing Galatians. Paul uses the race metaphor in Corinthians to encourage the Corinthian church to run as if winning mattered. And now in Galatians 5, Paul compliments the run. Now we're not to assume Paul thought of Christianity as one big sports metaphor, but he is good at using a sports metaphor now and then. Actually, he's good at using any metaphor he thinks might work. I mean, he calls you a soldier. He talks about wrestling. He talks about running. He talks about bodily exercise. I'm probably missing 8 or 10. That's sort of Paul's way. He's a good writer. He uses literary devices, metaphors and similes as a way of getting his point across. His racing metaphor, pretty easy to understand. You're moving forward in the world. You're functioning. You're hoping to do your best. If you're going to do this, why not win? Why not run as if winning mattered? And why not run as if it mattered to give it your best, to strive to be your best? Now you have that idea, and you couple that with the fact that the Galatian church has listened to the agitators, has allowed themselves to be influenced by another gospel, and Paul says, you were running well. What hindered you? What stopped you? What slowed you down? Let me remind you that you were doing fine. I think it's more here than just being positive. It's more than just trying to identify the problem. The fact that Paul's asking this question says something about this whole circumcision argument. Your racing is just fine by trusting in grace, believing that Christ is going to bring out of you the fruit that you need to act like, that's the best way to say it, the fruit that you need to act like one of the sons of God. Christ is going to do that. You only hinder the race when you start to do stuff in the race in order to produce. This is you producing on your own instead of allowing the Holy Spirit to produce out of you what He wants to produce. So for Paul, adding a little circumcision to your Jesus is the equivalent of hindering the race that you were doing pretty good in before you decided to add a little circumcision. Verse 8, this persuasion does not come from him who calls you. And then that famous little leaven leavens the whole lump. Now I'll save a little leaven leavens the whole lump for its own podcast tomorrow. It really is there's a lot there. It looks like a small verse. But that persuasion verse of verse 8, this persuasion does not come from him who calls you, is a reference back all the way to the first chapter, where Paul has introduced the gospel of grace and then the agitators to that gospel who are trying to get Galatian Christians to go back under the law for their performance. And Paul says, you've been persuaded away from a clean race of faith and rest into this race of works and effort and performance. But it's not the one who called you that's doing this. Not the Jesus who saved you that is doing this. It is not he who brought you in that's causing you this stress. This sounds a little bit like what Paul says at the top of chapter 3. Who bewitched you that you wouldn't obey the truth? And then he asks them this in verse 2. Did you receive the Spirit by working or by the hearing of the faith? And we know that the one who's performing the miracles in their midst, the Holy Spirit that is moving, verse 5, Galatians 3, 5. The one who's supplying the Holy Spirit to you and working miracles among you, is he doing it by the works of the law or by the hearing of your faith? It's the same Jesus, the same power of the Holy Spirit in Galatians 5 that Paul was referencing in Galatians 3. So I go back to the statement in which we started today. Now it might make more sense. Run the race as if you want to win. Absolutely. Run the race as if winning matters. But don't run the race by cheating. By you believing that you can add to your righteousness by your effort. You might ask, how do we find the difference? How do we walk that fine line? Continue to go back to how you were saved, and that's how you run, by faith. Don't assume that it's wrong to do things as a believer that are positive, but don't ever do those things in order to be right, because that would be leaving the one who has persuaded you, the one who has called you. Tomorrow, we'll deal with that short verse with big meaning, Galatians 5:9, the little leaven that leavens the lump. See you then. God bless.